And now it's time for what we can't get out of our head. Gabs, what was it for you this week?
Well, for me, it's This American Life and how great it is. I went back and listened to a 2008 episode called The Giant Pool of Money, which was like the seminal piece of journalism on the subprime mortgage crisis at that time, which was so hard to understand. But it just reminded me that putting people at the heart of your story can make even the most boring, dry stories really fascinating, and you can really explain complicated things. Just such a great episode. It stands the test of time. And I didn't know this before, but I realized that actual episode was the inspiration for the whole Planet Money podcast, which was the inspiration for our Who's Screwed Millennials podcast.
Hopefully we're not in line for a 2008 subprime mortgage drama.
I don't think we're there yet, but like it was instructive, you know, it really reminded me why like it's not in our best interests for people to be like having lots of negative equity in their homes.
Jonathan, what was it for you this week?
Oh, I like Bridget Delaney's opinion piece, and the headline says it all. When was the last time you just hung out with friends? And it talks about these long, unstructured hangouts rather than going to dinner or something like that. And that really transported me as someone who was a teenager and young adult in the 90s. It transported me to the 90s sitcoms like Seinfeld, like Friends. They just seemed to have all this time to hang out. And I think a lot of my generation, they wanted to do that as well, but actually quite difficult to do.
It's really difficult. The other part of the headline was in brackets, and I don't mean a dinner booked 2 months in advance, which I felt was a personal attack of somebody who has a dinner with Bridget that we booked 2 months in advance coming up. But it's really hard, isn't it? Like friends, it's not like your 20s where you're all kind of living in share houses or a few suburbs close together. Like a lot of us have kids. People live far apart. The housing crisis has certainly meant that my friendship group is sort of scattered to the winds across the state these days. I mean, I hang out, I think, with people who live in my very local area. I get coffee with like our kids at the park. But apart from that, it's really hard.
Yeah. And I think it's particularly hard for men in this area as well. They're less good at saying, do you want to just go for a walk or something like that? We'll go to the pub, we'll watch football or,
take up golf, Patrick.
Yeah, maybe take up golf. I'm sure that would be pretty unpopular spending all Saturday out on the golf course. But, it is difficult. And I remember, spending at university in my late teens just, days with, you didn't have any money, so you couldn't go and do anything, but you had a lot of time, so you could just hang out.
It's something that my partner who moved here from Iran in his 20s always says to me, like there's something wrong with Australian men being able to form new friendships, like all his Australian male friends are friends from school or something like that. And he found it very hard. He had to go and join local soccer clubs in order to make
friends. It's all about hobbies.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will have to leave it there, friends. Thank you for joining us today, Gabs.
Thank you for having me.
And Patrick.
Thanks, Joe.
And Jonathan.
Thanks, Joe.